In this Sunday's WRTI concert broadcast, the Philadelphia Orchestra performs a Haydn symphony that was first played in 1794. WRTI's Susan Lewis talked with the orchestra's principal trumpet about using modern instruments to produce a more 18th century sound.
When Haydn Symphony No. 101 premiered, trumpets were not the compact, coiled, three-valve instruments they are today. Philadelphia Orchestra principal trumpet, David Bilger.
To be able to get the notes out on the old instruments, they were actually longer and they were valveless. And if you have ever seen like a woodcut or an old painting of a trumpet, something that looked like it was a couple of feet long and had a banner hanging from it, that sort of gives you an idea of what the instruments of that age looked like.
In this Sunday's concert broadcast, the orchestra is conducted by Richard Egar, who brings an early music sensibility. Bilger points to the second movement of the Haydn, where notes represent the ticking of a clock.
The maestro said, well, grandfather clocks in that era, they were not made quite so well, so I don't want the eighth notes to be metronomically even. I don't want them to be bup, bup, bup. I want the second one always to come just a little early. Which was actually quite a challenge to think about rhythm differently, but it represents more of what was happening in the era.
Early orchestras were also smaller. The Haydn is scored for strings, pairs in the woodwinds, horns and trumpets, no trombones or tuba, and timpani is the only percussion. Richard Egar leads the Philadelphia Orchestra in Haydn Symphony No. 101 this Sunday on WRTI.